Welcome to Head Injury Support Family. Get a cover and get ready for the crack with our inspirational podcast about how we've learned to live with our life-changing acquired brain injuries. As we share our stories, there's lots of laughs. Learn how our brain injuries have impacted on us. We will inspire you, fill you with hope, and we share how we survive and thrive with each day.
It's not just a group, it's a family.
We do cookery and we do art classes and do puzzles and quizzes.
Sense of achievement, without a shadow of a doubt. Because you come in and you make different things. Making something, I never really would have got a chance to do that at home, so it's something different.
After my accident, I had nowhere to go, nothing to do. I was just extremely depressed. I was so pissed off. Well, excuse me, but I was so annoyed.
Places like this are so beneficial because they do save lives in a way.
I have made friends here that I will take for life.
It's a lifeline. It keeps us going, keeps us sane. You don't have to complain what's happening. Everybody knows.
It's a place for us to go and do things, you know, do what we want. And I don't know where I would be if it wasn't here, because I had no life, I had no friends. I was just distraught, you know, so it's only for this place. I don't know where I would be.
Yesterday, I was sitting at home having a cup of tea, just thinking how much I'm looking forward to coming back today, because, you know, it is something I get so much from and they offer so much for you.
Now there's also, you know, there's a music section in here and you can play the guitar and stuff like that.
There was one day my parents met with other parents in a place called Cedar Foundation, and that's a place for people with injuries, like brain injuries. They go there to help them out, and my parents met other parents, and then, cut a long story short, we came together and we started a new group. It's like a wee club now, and it's for people with head injuries. It's support for them.
So I think I would probably get more, or would certainly get as much enjoyment out of that than I would of playing music in here, you know. Joining in and the different things that they're doing, even chatting, you know, it's good to be able to talk and about music or whatever it is that the topic of the day is, or the chat is, you know.
What you have, if you blow up or something like that, everybody's sympathetic. They don't talk down to us. Hey, oh, Head Injury Support is inclusive staff and survivors. We don't use them terms, but that's what the official terms are. We have friends here that help us out.
I like the idea that it's a drop-in as well, so you don't have to make an appointment. You don't have to be here at a specific time. You can just, if you're in the area, you can drop in and chat to people. Or you can do some crafts. You know, sometimes there's music.
When you come in here, you meet new people, and it was great because I had no social life, a lonely kind of life. But then me and a couple of girls got together and we decided to go to the cinema in the evening time, because we're usually together during the day, but in the evening time we'd be so tired. But we went to the cinema, and oh, the crack we had was just 90s films. So I think we've agreed to do it once a month now, so we are. So we're going to go out for dinner and then on to the cinema.
This is why this place really helps, because everyone is so honest. And no one's embarrassed, but we've all been through similar situations, you know.
I like to talk to people with brain injuries because I like to hear what they've come through, and also how you be the other side of it.
That is important because it's a place where people with acquired brain injuries can go and you know, talk and enjoy, you know what I mean? Comfortably talk and relax, you know what I mean?
Just mixing with the different people, the different clientele with the similar injuries to myself, and pool tables here are a great benefit. The amount of joy and entertainment we've had from playing pool.
I feel like friends around me, that's most important for me. And you get support in here.
You feel you can say anything, you can do anything, you can cry, you can laugh, you can be yourself, and there's no judgment.
And help us out with form, to help us out, make sure we're eating properly, and that certain people can't keep up.
opening up and chatting to people here who've been through similar scenarios, and no one really offers advice, but we do talk about it, and that does help a lot.
Don't know what about it. I can never put it down to difficult, but all I can say is when I come in here in a foul enough mood, and I can always go out of here feeling a bit better, you know. The big thing that I understand about here is I'm not alone.
And head injury gives me direction and friendship and a purpose.
The girls are brilliant. What they do and what the patients and everything else, and they make you happy, like. And you go, I never talked over nothing about anything, but just sit down and you talk. And they understand your feelings.
If we're not around, they give a phone call to check on how you are. Not, you know, are you okay? Not that you're not coming in. Do you need anything?
For me, it was tough. It's just trying to realise that things I struggle with now, I might struggle with 10 years down the line. But trying to ignore it isn't going to help anything. But just opening up and chatting to people here who've been through similar scenarios, and no one really offers advice, but we do talk about it, and that does help a lot.
So it's different than being in a group. People think a group's a group. It's not. Yes, a group of bingo people are just groups of bingo people. They move on to the next person. In here, we don't. In here, we live for each other. And whatever the other person needs, we go out of our way to make sure they're happy. Because it's a family, and everybody's the same, and we're just a family. It's hard to understand till you come in and actually feel it. Actually feel the vibe in the air. People have told me they've come in to buy things, and the love in here just radiates around the place, and they say, like, I'd love to be in here doing all them things.
I met my partner in here, and she unfortunately took cancer again, and they were fabulous, everybody.
When I got out of hospital, I just wanted to ignore the whole aspect of it. I wanted to get back to where I was, but got asked a really interesting question yesterday, and I was like, where was Jerry before the accident? Can you explain myself a year ago? I was just like, I've no idea, I can't remember.
We do things out of the group. We go to the cinema, we go on spa days, we do whatever we want outside the group as well. So we're lifelong friends. So it's just not a place where you go and sit around a table, do a few bits of art, and then go home and you're back on your own again. We FaceTime every day. We go out together. We send each other wee funny messages, and we're just best friends.
My mummy said to me yesterday, I've never seen you laughing so much out when you're just chatting to people. So that's a good sign.
Sometimes the tiniest noise could just really upset you, you know. But here, the loudest noise tends to be laughter, which is fantastic, really.
It's been a long journey to get from where I was to where I am now. And where I am now is a good place because we have a lot of support from head injury.
It's just a family. It's a family. It's pure love. It's a family.
Thank you for listening to our stories. We hope we've inspired you.